You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Guess what time it is? It's about time for your miracle. Got time for your miracle. Please tag and share. Let somebody know that the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. Guess what? This station has made it possible. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible in the other stations for me to come into your home, come into your cars. Guess what? To let you know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're into, it's time for your miracle. Tag, share again, and let somebody know that the Miracle Radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. Come on, I want you to know today. I want you to know today that you can come over, come out, and come cross. Amen. Because our God reigns and he lives. There is no other God. There is no other God. I'm telling you, you're not going to find no other God. You won't find no other God because he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changes not. Praise God. Praise God. Our God lives. Don't forget, he lives. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through with. He lives. Who lives? Jehovah Jireh. He lives. Jehovah Nissi. He lives. He is the God of all gods. He's the God of the Bible. And he will come through and he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I want you to know God is still on the throne. Hold your head up high. Come on, hold your head up high. Come on, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is on your side. All you got to do is trust him. Amen. Trust him and believe that he can do exactly what he say he's going to do. Take God at his word. Take God at his word. Praise God. When you take him at his word, amen, there's nothing that's left but to take God at his word. Watch God hasten to his word to perform it for you. Amen. He'll hasten to his word to perform it for you. And I tell you what, God will do exactly what he say he's going to do. If you would trust him, if you trust him, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your pathway. And he will direct your pathway. So stand on in there. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high because he will come. He will come and he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on, go with me to the throne of grace this morning. Those of you that can, bow your heads. You may be at home. You can bow your heads. Those of you who may be at work or just in your cars, come on and bow your heads in a word of prayer with me this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you're on the throne this morning. We thank you because you woke us up. It's closed in our right minds. And we thank you for the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you how you watched over us throughout the night while we slumbered and slept. Father, we thank you because you woke us up again, as I said earlier, closing our right mind, Father, with the activity of our limbs, God. And we thank you because you started us on our daily occupation, Father. Some are at work, God. Some have the day off. Some taking care of business today, God. We thank you today, God, that you would direct our pathway, Father. You said in all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you should direct our pathway, Father. And we thank you this morning, God. Touch those on the other side of Cyprus audience this morning, Father. Touch them right now, Father God. Bring them out. Bring them through, God. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless your hearts. This morning, we want you to know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, it's time for your miracle. The enemy can't stop it. The enemy cannot stop what God has for you. He cannot stop what God has for you because what is for you is for you. Excuse me. is for you, and the enemy has no tricks or plans, hallelujah, to avoid what God has for you, because it's yours for the asking. Amen. I want you to be in prayer with us, amen, as we journey throughout this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Be in prayer with us, amen, as we be in prayer with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, a few little announcements to let you know. Listen, my God, I want you to know this. The prayer revival, amen, starts up tonight. It starts up tonight. Oh, this is the final countdown. We have 5 more days left of the 30 days of mandate prayer that God has called us to. Amen. 5 more days starting tonight. Amen. At 7 o'clock, we will be right back there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Oh my God, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Good morning, Evangelist Harvey. Good morning, Evangelist Mara. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be something this week. You don't want to miss it. Start tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll be right there back at that prayer revival, intense clarion call prayer revival. I'm telling you, God has moved. He has moved. Listen, on Friday night, we don't want to miss it. The closing, that's the 8th. God is going to do something great. We don't want you to miss this. We want you to come out, be with us. Bring somebody. People have heard about it, and they're coming in. There's always this a prayer revival. But Friday night, we will have a whole full service. We still going to pray, but we will have a whole full service. And those of you that's been watching, those of you that's been in there, you know how God's been moving in this prayer revival. It's nothing like prayer. Amen. The enemy don't mind us getting together, doing something else, but he don't want us to get together to pray. Come on here, because guess what? One can chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. Oh, my God, and God is in the midst of us. I want you to come and be with us. I want you to come over. Now, Friday night, we will start at 7 o'clock, as we have been doing. It will conclude the 30 days of prayer that God has called us to. Amen. Now, Friday night, we're asking you if you're going to come, wear red. We're going to be all in red on Friday night. I'm telling you, it's going to be something in the place. The fire of God. Oh, my God. The power of God. Oh, I'm so excited about it. So, again, if you're planning to come on Friday night and you want to be a part of this, all of this, please wear red. We're wearing red on Friday night, and it will end the prayer revival clarion call. I want to see you there. I want to see you there, my friend. I want to see you there, my sister, my brother. Come on, be with us and watch God do something for you in the midst of what you're in, and bring you out, bring you over, bring you across, give you peace, give you joy, give you hope. Come on, come and be with us again on Friday night. Again, the address is 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm looking to see you. I'm looking to see you. You, and you. Come on, be with us. Tune in. If you can't be with us, guess what? Tune in. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on our pages, on our church page. Come on, tune in. Come on. But you better yet, try to get there. Get there. Don't try to get there. Get there and watch God be there with you and meet you. Amen. Again, that'll be the end of it. Our church, the clarion call revival. Praise God. Amen. We just had a prayer revival. It was something. It has been something. Amen. Again, starting tonight. Now, listen, we want to renounce the homegoing services for evangelist missionary Elise Barton will be on Saturday. But the wake will be Friday night. Friday night at Lewis Ray Mortuary, Hopkins in Titusville, Florida. It will be from 5 to 7. Again, the viewing for evangelist, missionary evangelist Elise Barton will be on Friday 5 to 7 at Lewis Ray Mortuary, right down Hopkins. Right down Hopkins in Titusville, Florida. So we're asking you to throw your arms around this family. Come be with this family. Amen. Elder Marcus, Lady Woods, come be with them. That's her auntie. And come be with them. And the Bible Way Church of God in Christ. The homegoing service will be in Oak Hill. It will be at the Bible Way Church of God in Christ. And the service will be 11 o'clock on the 9th. It will be at 11 o'clock. The viewing is that Friday night, the 9th, and service will be that Saturday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The 9th. So we're looking for those of you that are coming, those of you that are going to be there. We're looking for to see you so we can throw our arms around this loving family. Amen. And then the homegoing service for Miss Alberta Denson is that same day. The same day viewing is this, that Friday at St. James on Dormant in Titusville from 5 to 7, I believe. And the homegoing service for her is at 2 o'clock Saturday. 2 o'clock. It's going to be a busy day for some of us, but we're going to throw our arms around these families and love on this family. We want to pray for the Shula family. We want to pray for the Shula family in the passing of Larry Shula. Brother Larry Shula, which is Sister Melissa's husband, a member of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We want to pray for Sister Melissa and her family that God would see her through, see them through this. Amen. He went on home to be with Jesus on yesterday. And we're praying that God will strengthen the family. We're praying that God will see them through. Amen. Amen. So pray for her again, Sister Melissa Shula, in the passing of her husband, Larry Shula. We're praying for the family. Amen. Those of you that I don't know, you may know somebody. Continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for them that God will bring them out, that God will bring them through. I'm looking to see you all there in the midst of the services. Those that can be there, throw your arms around the family. Amen. Praise God for you. Good morning to all of you once again. This is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe that God can do anything but fail. We believe that God is still on the throne. We believe God and we take God at his word, because guess what? His word is above everything. His word is not beneath. It's above everything. You got God's word on every situation that you're facing. You got God's word on every situation. You must know and believe and trust God through it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, no matter what the enemy is sending your way. We're not glorifying the enemy. We're not magnifying the enemy, but we're telling you God has everything under control. All you got to do is trust God. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust God. And lean not to thy own understanding. And all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him. And he's going to do what? Direct your path. If you trust him. If you what? Acknowledge him. If you do what? Say, God, I know you're on the throne. I believe you on the throne. You are who you say you are. You're going to do what you say you're going to do. I'm not going to be weary in well-doing, because guess what? He said, be not weary in well-doing, because guess what? In due season, you're going to do what? Reap if you what? Faint not. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you right there. Hallelujah. You got to hold on, because he is the God of the Bible. He's going to come through. He's going to bring you out every time, every situation. Our God, he rules, he reigns. Our God has the final say. Just trust God. Give it over to him. Let the devil know you can't make me worry about this. You're not going to make me doubt God in this moment, in this season that I am in my life. Come on, in this season that I am in my life. I'm in a healing season. I'm in a prosperity season. I am in a receiving season. Come on, I'm not in a season of doubt. I'm not in a season of unbelief. I'm not in a season. I'm in a season in my faith now that I believe when I pray that God heareth me. I'm in a season in my faith. Come on. I know God can do it. I know he will do it. I'm in a season now to know who God is and what he is. And he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Because why? I trust God in the midst of what I'm in. I trust God to bring me out. I trust God. Come on here to undo what the enemy has done. Amen. I trust God. Hallelujah. Because I'm not giving the enemy no credit. But I know God got the power to undo what he has done. Because guess what? Again, no weapon that form against me shall prosper. I'm in a season. That's what I want to talk about today. In your season, in your moments. Come on here. In your seasons, in your moments. Come on. Because we all going to go through some things. But guess what? He never leave us, nor will he forsake us. In this season, you got to know. Come on. In this season, you got to know that God is with you. I don't care what you're going through with. Good morning, Sister Nell. I don't care what you're going through with. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do to you. You got to know in this season, God is with me. You got to watch people in this season. You got to watch people because the enemy will come in. Come on. He will come in and try to make you move, try to make you doubt God. You got to watch. See, the enemy's not going to just come with a red suit on and a pitchfork. See, he needs somebody to come through. That spirit needs somebody to work through. And we got to watch the spirit. We got to watch the spirit. Come on. We got to. Oh, my God. He that has an ear, let him hear what I'm saying. That's what he said. He that has an ear, let him hear what the spirit is saying to the church. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to watch the enemy because he'll come in any kind of way. He'll come in through anything. Come on. Hallelujah. It ain't the person, but it's the enemy. It's the spirit behind that. So in this season, you got to be very careful because the enemy is trying to bring you out of a place. Come on here. That God has. Oh, my God. That God has put you in. Come on, because he's going to take care of you. Come on. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Come on. So the enemy knows this. If you are dwelling in this season that you're in, come on. And it's not nothing personal. It's not nothing personal. It's not aimed at nobody. But I'm saying in this season that you're in, because see, the Bible says that at a certain time, the angel came down at a certain season. At a certain time, the angel came down to do what? Trouble the water. And whosoever stepped in the water, and they was made whole. They was made whole. They was made whole of the sickness or the disease or whatever was attacking their bodies at this specific time and season. So what I'm saying, this is a season of miracles. This is a season of blessings. Come on, this is a season of harvest time, sowing and reaping. This is a season. Come on, that we have to be very careful because we don't want to make it null and void because our unbelief in this season. In this season, I'm not walking like this. In this season, I'm not talking like this. In this season, I'm not attaching myself to something that is not going to benefit me through the word of God. I'm not going to attach myself to that. I'm untouching myself to the things in this season that's not like God. That's good right there. I'm unattaching. Come on. I'm unattaching. I just want to talk to you this morning. I'm unattaching in this season. Hear me out. Things that's not like God, because I think I spoke and used a title. If it's not dealing with the word, I'm not dealing with it in this season. If it's not dealing with the word, I'm not dealing with it this season, because you don't have to deal with something that's not pertaining to the word of God. Come on. That's not pertaining to the word of God. Amen. You don't have to deal with it. The enemy wants you to begin to walk in a season of fear, a season of doubt. The enemy wants you to walk in a season of, I don't know, I'm not for sure. Come on. These are all seasons. The enemy comes in seasons. He comes in season. Hallelujah. So this is why you must be prayed up in this season. This is why you must have the word in you this season. Come on. To begin to speak what God has said. I want to talk to you in this season. Come on. In this season time of your life. That goes for anybody. That goes for the apostle. That goes for the prophet. That goes for the evangelist. That goes for the the pastor, the teacher. You don't even have to have a title on his name. In this season, time of our lives, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning to all of you that's on, that's coming on. Sister Wanda, good morning. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle, good morning. I'm telling you, in this season, time of our lives, the enemy will try to come in. The enemy will try to destroy you because he know his season is up. His time is up. So he trying to stop your season because his season is over. It's over. You can't come no other way, enemy. You can't come no other way. Because why? We're founded and we're on a solid foundation and we're not going to be moved. We're not taken down. Come on. Because in this season that I'm in now, in this season, see what's happening is people try to put you back in a season time in your life that you came out of. Because we know in the natural, there's a season. You got winter. You got summer. Come on. You got spring. You got fall. Come on. These are seasons. And each season brings about a change. So in the spirit realm, there's seasons. Come on. Come on. There's a season. Guess what? There's a time. Up under the sun, there's a purpose. Okay, I've got to go through this for this season. But guess what? It ain't going to always be like this. I've got to face this. Good morning. Good morning, daughter Lord. I got to face this in this season. But I'm facing it. I'm not facing it by myself. I'm not going through it by myself. Because guess what? I've got the Elohim. I got the El Shaddai. I got the, oh my God, I got the Lion of Judah. I've got the God of the Bible with me in this season, and he's going to bring me out. He's going to bring me through. Come on. He's gonna deliver. He's going to heal in this season. Come on. In this season. Again, the angel came down at a certain time of the season and troubled the water. Hallelujah. And again, whosoever stepped in was made whole. I'm telling you what the word says. Come on. I don't have nothing else. I have no gimmicks in this season. I have no tricks in this season. I have no special picks in this season. We're in a season of harvest time. We're in a season of planting, reaping, and planting and reaping and sowing. Because this season, whatever we sow, come on, we're going to reap. Come on, whatever we sow, come on. The enemy knows this because guess what? This is the season. This is the time for the children of God. This is the time for you to get your miracle. This is the time for you to come up, come out, come through, and come cross and get your miracle. This is the season. Praise our God. Hallelujah. This is the season. Somebody need to type this, put up under there. This is my season for my miracle to happen, my blessing to happen. Whatever it is, don't get this close. Don't get this close in this season and let the enemy, I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about the enemy. Don't let the enemy make you miss this important time season in your life. Come on, hallelujah. You can make it through this. You can come through this. Why? Because who lives? Jehovah Jireh lives. Why? Because the God of the Bible lives. Come on, we come too far now. Excuse me. We come too far now to back up. We come too far now. You come too far now, come on here, to make this time, all of you going through, everything you face, to be gnawed and void. Come on. The enemy has no authority with that. He has no power with that. He can't make it gnawed, and he can't make it void. Why? Because, oh my God. The great I am have gave you the confidence. The great I am, Jesus, hello, Masha, the Elohim, hallelujah. And I want you to go with me to the book of hallelujah, to the St. John, if you can. If you can't, just read along. I mean, just listen. St. John, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter. And we do give honor to Lady Watkins. Amen. My wife, church mothers, and to all everybody there again at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. St. John, the fourth chapter. And I'm probably just read a few little verses here. 14. Listen, it says, and Jesus returned in, come on, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all, come on, throughout all around about. Come on, in this season time, come on, Jesus returned. In this season time, he returned. In this season time in your life, you returning back and you letting the devil know that I've got the victory. I'm not going to I have overcome this. I'm not going to be overtaken by this. I'm not going to be overthrown by this because Jesus returned. This is why he returned. He returned. Come on. Now, he didn't return empty. He said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Not spirits, but Spirit. He returned. So he went back through there and it went out of fame. Come on, throughout all this, that Jesus, hallelujah, he brought into there. Gonna glory, bring glory of all. Come on. So this is why it's so important that we return and we return back into power. We return back into what God has given us as believers. You got the authority. You got the power. Come on here to do what God says you can do. Come on. And then again, I'm just going back. Drop down here to the 8th verse. I'm just skipping around. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord, come on, is upon me. Why? Because he has what? Anointed me to do what? This season. This is the season. He has anointed me. Come on here. To do what? Preach the gospel. Come on here. What? To the poor in this season. Come on. In this season, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to what? Heal the broken heart in this season. Come on. It's a season to preach the liberty to those that are captivity. Come on here. And to recover the sight of the blind in this season. Listen, in this season in your life, God have did this. I'm talking to you. He have did this because he's sending you somewhere. All that you're going through, all that you've been facing, guess what? He's sending you somewhere in this season. You have not gone through that for nothing. You have not come out of that for nothing. God is getting ready to do something in this season in your life. Come on. He has sent me. He has sent, you know, he said, to set all liberty to them that are bound. Come on, that are bound. Come on here. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord in this season. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. It's in your life. Come on. You make known his deeds in this season among the people that our God, he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do in this season in your life. No matter what's coming your way, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, no matter what is taking place in this season in your life, you got to know, my brother, you got to know, my sister, God is at work. God is moving. So the enemy wants to be on the rampage. The enemy wants to try to do everything he possibly can in this season to get you to walk in another place in your life that God has not ordained, that God has not called you to walk in. See, Jesus returned. He returned, but he was full of the Holy. He was full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit. The Spirit, not spirits, but Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. Then he says, on the 18th verse, again, I'll read that. He said, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed you. In this season, he have anointed you to go through this. And you can go through this. You can make it. You can come out of it. Come on. Come on. Why? Because the power and the anointing of God is upon you. So he have anointed you for this. The anointing just don't come on you. Just be upon you and make you feel good and all that. No, because he have a work for me to do. He have a work for you to do. So the enemy wants in this season to try to make you null and void. Come on. Past the work that God has for you to do. But you got to know with all your might and all your power, this is the season that God has called me, that God has ordained me to do what? To be in this season. Oh, my God. This is the season that God has called you. God have anointed.